This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on, guys? It's Dr. Vic here, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you guys on as we're going to dive deep into something. We're going to take a lesson from nature. We're going to take a lesson from biology and how we can implement that in our life. We're going to go from a neuroscience perspective, and we're going to share some results of people who do this, of what I'll be sharing, and how they maximize their life and so much more. One of the things that I love about life and just my studies and what I've done and what I've gone through is that it's always fascinating to when you can find the multitude of different things in different areas, like spirituality, and then there's a neuroscience and quantum and physics and different things where you can see that they kind of intersect, right? Biology and nature can have the same thing. And so this is something that from a mindset perspective, I talk about this. I wrote a book, ebook for you guys can download it totally for free. It's called The Mindset Solution, and it talks all about what are the different types of mindsets, how they benefit us in life and don't, and then why do people choose one versus the other? Because if it was really just a choice of a mindset to like focus on, most of the time we're going to go ahead and choose the growth mindset. I don't know why somebody would want a fix. I don't know why somebody would choose a fixed mindset, but there's a reason to that. And so let's go ahead and let's take a look at really quick nature and biology and where their mindset is. So when you look at nature, nature's given us all the answers we need. We just think we're superior in some ways to it. And we don't learn to, we've lost the art of living with it. We've separated away from it. It's like saying we live on earth, we don't live with it. So in this short episode, let's first digress into looking at nature in itself. Nature, what does it teach us when it comes to business? What does it teach us about life? What are the principles that show up that are one of those things that are like, yeah, this is what it does every single time? Nature follows the law of consistency, constantly showing up, doing the thing, same thing every single day, doing what it needs to do to thrive, grow, and expand. Nature knows, understands the law of being interconnected. It's connected to all things. It serves a purpose. It knows that, yeah, grass is not as cool as a tree. It can't go scurrying into the skies and see things like that. But grass, it helps reserve erosion, and it plays a role in a lot of other things that are beneficial to Earth. And just those two things alone. But one of the other things that's amazing about nature, it's probably the biggest one, is going to be growth mindset, right? Nature does that. No matter what shows up to nature, you can have Chernobyl. Go look at what happened in Chernobyl. Look at like the decimate of it all, right? Look at what happened, how it decimated everything. And now go look at a current picture of it. You'll see how nature's thriving there. Absolutely just thriving, doing what it's designed to do. Look at when we let things just be, and nature bounces right back and goes ahead and recreates everything again. It amazes me how it'll do that time and time again, no matter what. Massive forest fire, boom, beautiful birth next time around. Look at storms. They destroy things. What happens next? Boom, beautiful growth happens again. Nature bounces back every single time. I like to think of the picture, if you've ever seen this picture before, where it's like you get this like little flower or a little clover or a little something, and it breaks through the concrete, right? Now, technically, it doesn't break through. It's just found the crack and it's working its way through. But it finds way to do things that it may seem impossible, like the Grand Canyon, right? I remember when I went to go see the Grand Canyon, I've seen pictures of it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to see this massive hole and the river did it, and so what? I remember walking up, beautiful sunny summer, 90, 100 degrees. But it wasn't bad though. And I'm walking, I can't see it yet. I'm coming uphill. And then all of a sudden I get to the top and then bam, there it is. I never lost my breath before. That took my breath away. To see the multitude of layers of the rock formation and how huge and vast it was and everything with it. And I sat there and I'm like, nature did this. Water did that. Powerful, right? Consistent, right? I said the law of consistency. When you think about it, that water had a run and it just slowly pulled minerals, and slowly over time. Yeah, you got people saying, oh, look at you, water. Earthquakes going, yeah, I can make an earthquake and it'll break that up in part. Look at you just struggling. Water's like, I don't care. I'm going to break this down eventually. And it did. And look at it now. The law of consistency, but more importantly, that growth mindset. It's just amazing on what it does. So, but that's just looking at, you know, nature. Man, I can go all day with nature. There's so many more I can share. Let's get into biology. Let's talk about human biology. And when you look at human biology, we show up in the law of consistency. Body's always breaking things down, repairing, healing, and doing all those things. But at the same token, there's that growth perspective. Your body wants to thrive. It wants to grow. It does all that it can to keep you moving forward, everything in its power. As a chiropractor, I know this very well because we help with individuals to adapt better to their environment so they can thrive, so the body can heal, properly function better, and so much more. So how does growth mindset play a role in human biology? Well, the easiest thing is that when you look at, you ever had a cut before, you don't have to worry about a healing. If you ever had a broken bone, you didn't have to worry about it healing. If you didn't have to worry about the X, Y, Z, your body's always constantly healing every step of the way. It's never not healing. The same thing is it's always repairing. It's always breaking down food. It's always looking for ways to grow, expand, and evolve in some way, shape, or form. And so it's always in a state of growth. It's always looking to grow as much as it possibly can and heal and expand and evolve as much as it possibly can because with the resources it has and the information it has. But it's always looking to do that. Universe always looking to do that. Every fabric of life is always looking to do that, to grow in some way, shape, or form. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. But then there's us humans. In our psychology, the nature of the human spirit, the nature of the soul essence of who we are, is growth, expansion, discover, evolution. But where in life have we missed the mark on this? Where in life have we started to shift away from that? And we don't focus on growth. We let circumstances get to us. We think this is how things are always going to be. We get fixated in a certain way. We think that we lost our job and we're going to be a failure now. We had to go bankrupt and we just think it's going to be a failure forever. Or we think that I've been struggling for the last year and a half to make ends meet and I'm accumulating debt. I'm a failure. Or all these different stories that we can play on ourselves. Or I've been working out for quite some time, or I do it, but I lose track and I do this and I do that. And we're never focusing on the growth side of things. We're looking at always the lack. We're always looking at thinking this how things are always going to be. And we don't take into consideration how great we really are. Here is one truth that I want to share with you about all this is that you can do and become anything that you desire. You can learn anything. Just because something's hard or you don't feel like you're good at it, doesn't mean you can't learn it. Michael Jordan was not the greatest basketball player of all time. Hell, in high school, he was let go. His coach let him go. And because of that, that sparked something in him. He had a choice in that moment. He could have chose to let that affect him and think that's just who he is and let that person define him. Or he can turn that around and say, no, I'm going to go ahead and prove that person wrong. And I think he did the latter. I remember I had a coach told me, a baseball coach, my senior year in high school, told me that I would never effing play college baseball. I just wasn't good enough. Well, he was right. I never did play college baseball. When I went to Arizona State, I tried out for the number one baseball team in the college, in the whole entire United States, in college, in the whole entire United States. 150 people try out. I come down to me and some other guy. I didn't get chosen because I didn't have a history with high school that much. I wasn't heard of, and they don't take risks. I said, if it wasn't because of that and I had some sort of stats to show you in high school or something along those lines, would you have been able to then say, yeah, you would have taken me? And they said, yeah. So, yeah, I didn't play college baseball. It's a fact. But was I college baseball material? Absolutely. And I remember I was on a podcast one time and someone asked me, well, why don't you just go to a community college and play there? And then you could have got put onto the team. You would have had some stats. They would have saw your track record. And I was like, I just didn't have that mentality back then. I was a fixed mindset guy. I thought that this was it. And that's just my destiny. And I'm going to have to go a different route. And I wish I had support at that time during my life that someone say, hey, if you really want to do this, you want to give it a shot. Why don't you go this way? It's not ideally what you want, but you'll learn from it. But I didn't do that. But here's the thing. Later in life, that taught me how to adapt to business better. And the thing in your life is growth is always looking for ways that you know everything's going to serve you for a purpose. Everything that's out there that's happening to you serves you for a purpose, for a gain. There's no losses. There's only wins. There's only wins. There's only success. And then there's lessons. That's it. There's no failure. There's no loss. There's no none of that. That's all a psychological program. So once you understand that, that's a growth mindset. And that's what can be for you in your life, in your business, and so much more. So no matter where you are, maybe you've been having crappy relationships, or you're not making the money you want to make, or your business isn't taking off the way you want it to. First off, you got to really get crystal clear and understand that the more you keep putting yourself in that energy field of low, the harder it's going to make those changes. But if you can understand that, there are processes to take into place, and there's a growth mindset aspect that you can take, harness, and utilize in your life to say, you know what, I may not be great here, but I'm going to learn. I'm going to look for a mentor, a coach. I'm going to read a book. There's podcasts. I'm going to look and research things. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to learn as much as I possibly can so that I can understand it intellectually. And then I can go and start applying that so that I can eventually, over time, create wisdom. Because wisdom comes from an individual, not from what they learn in a book, not from knowledge and things like that. It takes knowledge and experiences to create wisdom, to really learn these depths of these mechanisms and so much more. So when we can start to learn to be with nature more, learn to adapt and know that life will always take care of you. You ever notice that grass doesn't have to worry about things. It figures things out one way or another. A drought comes and the plants aren't going, oh my God, we're in a drought. They just work in learning how to adapt. And certain species of plants are native to certain areas because they know how to do that very, very well. They're designed to do that, which is a whole nother conversation. So the point of this podcast is to understand that you're always in a state of growth. You can always learn. There's never nothing that can hold you back unless you do. Don't see yourself fixed. Think yourself as nature. Always remind yourself, don't listen to me. Look at nature. Nature's been around for many more years than humans were. We can learn from that. And we can see the principles of what it is. Today, I share two of them, law of consistency and growth mindset. Always constantly growing, evolving, adapting, and doing the continuing to move forward. And that's what you do in that in your life. If you continue that process, you get 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, life's going to be drastically different than where you are now. I can almost guarantee it. So until next time, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'll talk to you next time, next week. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.